you know, my dad, who's 100 years old, is in a nursing home, and for the past 2 weeks, he's been confined to his room. He can't even leave his room, and I don't know how long this is going to last, but, you know, I posted a photo on social media a couple of days ago of my sister talking to him on the phone outside his window of his nursing home room. And, you know, and I just think he's been through the Great Depression and fought for our country in World War II, seen a lot of life, but never seen probably anything like this ever before. And so it really is unprecedented times, and that requires, I think, unprecedented character and spirit on behalf of the American people. And we need our leaders to exhibit that, to project calm, project optimism and hope, but the level of seriousness that is necessary to help us combat and defeat the disease. So I just think that, you know, as a nation, I hope that through all this, it makes us stronger. I hope it kind of restores and returns us to our foundation of faith. I hope that it, you know, it makes us closer as families and as communities, and makes us more appreciative of the things that we have in this country. And